Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father Amika, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and honor you. We magnify you, Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have made, and you have given us cause to rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies you have given us. And once again, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. We pray, Lord, that this day you will speak to us. And indeed, Lord, the word we are going to hear will transform and draw us closer to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you to this special edition of Commanding Your Day. And indeed, you will command this day. This day will walk in your favor. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, this special day. Indeed, it shall be special in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sharing with us what I titled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I'm taking my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. Isaiah 11, 1 to 5. The Bible says, There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loin, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, what a friend that we have in Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, that is being celebrated every 25th day of December all over the world. Even those who do not believe in him, they still celebrate it. I pray that the Almighty God will reveal himself more and more to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the good friend that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. And from that passage, we can see our Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that came and died for our sake. He loved us so much that he died for our sake. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us while we are still sinners, even before we knew him. He offered himself as a living sacrifice for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he left the comfort of his heavenly throne and came to this world for our sake. The Bible tells us in the book of John, John chapter 1 verse 1, saying, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise the Lord. It was there from the beginning. He left the heavenly throne for your sake, for my sake, that we may be reconciled back to the Father. He so much loves us. He is a friend indeed. He has chosen us as his friend. In the book of John, John chapter 15, verse 13, John 15, verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Wonderful. He has called you and I his friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. He said, we are no longer servants, but we are his friends. It's worth rejoicing. It's worth celebrating that indeed our Lord Jesus Christ decided to call us his friend. We mortal being, but he showed us his love. He became poor so that you and I can be rich. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty might become rich. That through his poverty you and I will become rich. So it's not a sin to be rich and at the same time be a Christian. Jesus already died for us. He became poor so that you and I can be rich. So it's not something to be celebrated that you are poor. Poverty doesn't necessarily translate to righteousness or holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Another thing that our Lord Jesus Christ did for us as a friend is that he was so compassionate. He showed us his compassion. In the book of Mark chapter 8, reading from verse 2, he said, I have compassion on the multitude because they are now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Jesus shows his compassion. He is a compassionate friend. He is a compassionate Lord. He is a compassionate Savior. He is a compassionate deliverer. Brothers and sisters, there is no other friend like Jesus. If you have him, you have everything. Another thing that we can also see is that Jesus himself even wept for us. He wept in the book of John chapter 11 verse 35. Say Jesus wept. So brothers and sisters, it's not unholy for you to weep. It's not unholy for you to weep. You need to show your emotions. And as Jesus Christ himself showed his emotion when he went to the tomb of Lazarus, he was there and he wept. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves us. He loves us so much. He leads by example. He doesn't tell us to do what he himself is not ready to do. In the book of John, John chapter 13, verse 5, say, after that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He led by example. He washed the feet of the disciples and he is showing his high level of humility. He's a leader that leads by example. He has never forsaken us. And he will not forsake us. He does not forsake his own. He tells us in the book of John, John chapter 14, reading from verse 16 to 18. Say, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and will be with you. I will not leave you orphan. I will come to you. Oh, fantastic. That is a wonderful promise that our Lord Jesus Christ will not leave us orphan. He will continue to be with us. He sent for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit directs us. The Holy Spirit comforts us. The Holy Spirit strengthens us. So, brothers and sisters, we have a friend in Jesus. is a friend that also prayed for his friend. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 22, reading from verse 31 to 32. He said, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." He prayed for his friends. Brothers and sisters, let us be like Christ. Let us intercede on behalf of our friends. Let us cry unto the Lord on behalf of our friend, just as Jesus did. He is a true friend, and he's the one that we need to emulate. And as you emulate him, the Almighty God will be with you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, he's ready to deliver us from our accusers. Have you been accused? Jesus is ready to deliver you. Yeah, when you see in the case of the woman that was caught with adultery, in the book of John chapter 8, from verse 4 to 11, it says, "So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who had it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning from the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst." Brothers and sisters, Jesus delivered us from our accusers. He's ready to deliver us just as he did for that woman. Because he sees us as his friend, he's ready to protect us from our accusers. And also we know that Jesus doesn't want us to be hungry. As we saw there in the book of Mark chapter 8, that he fed the multitude. He fed the multitude. Acts 8 verse 2, he said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way. For some of them have come from afar." You can see how compassionate, how loving, how caring our Lord Jesus Christ is. He said, "Look, we need to give these people food. We have to feed them." And indeed, he fed them on that day. And the Almighty God will continue to provide for you that which you lack in his own special way. Our Lord Jesus Christ will meet you at your point of needs in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Jesus is the greatest teacher. He is the teacher of teachers. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 29, the Bible says, "For he taught them as one having authority, not as scribe. Why don't you go be like Mary, be at his feet, learn from him. Learn from him and allow him to teach you. And as he do so, you will be able to know more." He's a counselor. He's a counselor. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 that we read, Isaiah chapter 9, he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful." Indeed, he is wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, you have the greatest counselor, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is humility personified. He is the right judge. So brothers and sisters, why don't you make sure that you befriend this our Lord Jesus Christ? Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And as you do so, Jesus Christ is ready to move on your behalf, is ready to take you to a new level. So accept him this day. I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me all my sins. Today I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I confess with my mouth that he is my Savior. In Jesus' name." Father, I thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that have given their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will continue to be with you. It will continue to keep you, continue to guide and direct you. It will fight your battles. It will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.